A toast now to the women, and we're more attractive than at this school for models, where we're just in time for a new type of lesson in the art of specmanship. Demonstrating this comparatively new art of using spectacles as a fashion accessory, in the same way as, say, jewelry, is top couturier Ronald Patterson, introducing some of his latest creations with specs first fitted naturally by qualified opticians. Patterson illustrates on his own mannequins how frames can complement the mood and point of his ensembles, besides harmonizing or contrasting with the natural coloring and personality of the woman concerned. For the girl who is obviously vivacious, like Jean here, he chooses the distinctive teardrop style. Mind you, you'd probably need Jean's Titian hair to get away with a style like that. With this sophisticated tan suit and hat in fox fur, Anne wears frames with a leaf motif. Notice how the upswept brow line harmonizes with the oval lines of her face, one of the many aspects to be considered when a particular pair of specs is chosen for a specific occasion, which is why the school run by Lucy Clayton is now including the subject in its syllabus. Accessories. From leather-trimmed bag to leather frames, the spectacles giving a racy look to Susan's toupee coat with matching scarf and hat. The specs are in the new long look with leather and canvas side pieces and metal studs at the front. Liat wears spectacles with a red ribbon motif for the side pieces, matching her attractive ensemble. Here, a shadow-fitted wool dress and matching jacket luxuriously lined in fox are highlighted by plastic frames in the unorthodox kiss style. Finally, the latest thing in bamboo, worn here with a motoring outfit, but just as correct on the beach. Further proof of the delightful new trend in spectacle design.